taste of the pear.
I am an acupuncturist in Honolulu, Hawaii, specializing in treating infertility and the prevention of miscarriage. Recently, one of my patients who was 13 weeks pregnant with twins, after more than 5 years of trying to conceive, began bleeding heavily upon awakening one morning. Her obstetrician told her that there was nothing they could do, and that she should just stay home and rest. She called me immediately after speaking with her doctor. At that time, I was unable to go to her house, so I offered her a remote divine healing hands blessing with guided self-healing for about 30 minutes. 2 hours later, she got up, and the bleeding had slowed considerably. 5 hours later, I called her, and we went through another session of divine healing hands blessing, along with guided self-healing by applying the four power techniques and a forgiveness practice. I asked her to remain lying down until the next morning when she would have an ultrasound. By the time she went to bed that evening, the bleeding appeared to have stopped. Indeed, there was no more bleeding after that, and the ultrasound the next day showed that both of her fetuses were in good health. She continues to do a daily forgiveness practice and comes to see me once a week. She is now in her 20th week of pregnancy and just had an ultrasound that revealed she is carrying 2 healthy baby boys. Thank you, Divine, Tao, and Master Shah. Thank you for the power of divine healing hands and other divine treasures. I am extremely grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. Gina Massetti, Honolulu, Hawaii.
The divine releases his soul hand to humanity for the first time. The divine chose me as a divine servant in July 2003. He teaches me every day. The divine communicates with me through soul communication. He appears above my head, and we have the conversation through soul communication daily. While I was writing this book, I was doing soul communication. I asked questions of the divine and received the divine answers. I will share this conversation with you and humanity now in this audiobook. This audiobook is the 10th book in my Soul Power series, the 2nd book, Soul Communications, Opening Your Spiritual Channels for Success and Fulfillment, teaches how to open one's 4 spiritual channels, which are soul language channel. Open this channel to use the soul language to communicate with the soul world, including your own soul, all kinds of spiritual fathers and mothers, nature, and the divine. Direct soul communication channel. Open this channel to converse directly with the divine and all souls. Third eye channel. Open this channel to receive guidance and teachings through spiritual images. Direct knowing channel. Open this channel to have direct knowing through instant soul communication with divine and all souls. In chapter 7 of this audiobook, I will teach you how to apply divine healing hand to open your spiritual channels. This is the conversation I had with the divine as I was writing this part of the book. I asked divine at that moment, "Dear divine, beloved father, in history, how many people have you given your divine healing hands to?" The divine replied, "Dear my son, I have given my divine healing hands in total to 7 people in all of history. I then asked, could you give me a few of the names that I know of in history? The divine then replied, I have offered my soul healing hands to the following Buddhas and saints whose names you recognize. Sija Muni Fo, who is also known as Shakyamuni, Sadasa Gautama, and the Buddha. Guanyin Bodhisattva of compassion and the goddess of mercy. Jesus and Mother Mary. Dear my son Jigang, you do not know the names of the other three who have received my divine soul hands. I continue to ask the divine, have you ever given your soul healing hand to the masses? The divine answered, no, my son. The time was not ready for me to give my divine soul healing hands to the masses. I bowed down 108 times in appreciation. Why is the divine releasing his soul hands? I continue to ask the divine questions. Dear divine, you downloaded divine soul healing hand to me in 2005. Then you give me the honor and authority to offer divine healing hands to the chosen ones. Up to now, my worldwide representatives and I have transmitted your soul healing hands to more than 3,500 recipients all over the world. Why are you releasing your divine healing hand to so many people now? The divine replied, dear my son, the time is ready for me to offer my divine soul healing hand to many chosen ones. This is due to Mother Earth's transition. In the last 8 years, you have witnessed more and more natural disasters and other challenges happening on Mother Earth. In the next 10 to 15 years, Mother Earth could go through a more serious transition. This means Mother Earth will go through more serious natural disasters and greater challenges in every aspect of life. You are my chosen servant, vehicle, and channel. You have created more than 20 divine servants, vehicle, and channels for me. My chosen divine channels are also given the authority and honor to offer my divine healing hands to the chosen ones all over the world. The divine continued. Everyone who would like to receive my divine healing hands must apply. I have to personally approve them through my divine channels. Then the recipients must complete the proper training to be certified as a divine healing hands soul healer. I give my divine healing hands to help humanity pass through this difficult time and to save people's life. Those who receive divine healing hands are chosen ones because they have responded to my calling to receive divine healing hand to remove the sufferings of humanity and to bless every aspect of life for humanity, Mother Earth, and all souls in this historical period and beyond. I replied, thank you, my beloved Father. I'm extremely honored, and all divine channels are extremely honored to offer your divine healing hands, which are priceless treasures. The divine continued. Everyone who have received my divine healing hand have a special light line that connects with me. When they offer divine healing hands soul healing, I will be aware right away and bless their healing. I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I bowed another 108 times. Finally, I said, I cannot bow down enough. I deeply appreciated the divine for directly answering my questions. I'm very honored to be given the authority to offer divine the healing hand to humanity at this time. Mother Earth is going through a serious transition. Now is 2012. The divine said that this transition could last 10 to 15 years more and could intensify tremendously. I feel in my heart and soul that the divine healing hands are urgently needed at this time because divine healing power is being given through divine healing hand. This is no coincidence that this powerful divine healing treasure is being offered to the masses at this time in history. The divine said that when divine healing hand soul healers offer healing blessings, he will be aware of this right away and offer his blessings. This means that the divine is personally involved in every healing blessing offered by the divine healing hand soul healers. We are so blessed and honored. Humanity is so blessed and honored. The power and the significance of divine healing hands will be explained further in the next chapter. You can also experience the power of divine healing hand very soon. I will request the divine to download divine healing hand to this audiobook recording. You will then be able to invoke the divine healing hand and directly experience their power. I emphasize again that you are given only 20 opportunities to experience the power of divine healing hands downloaded to this audiobook. If you are moved and touched by the power of divine healing hand after experiencing it in 20 times, you can apply to become a divine healing hand soul healer through drsha.com, drsha.com. If you are approved by divine guidance, you will then need to join a 3-day workshop led by one of my worldwide representatives or me to receive training. After you are certified as a divine healing hand soul healer, you can offer divine healing hand soul healing blessings to transform health, relationships, finances, children, intelligence, and every aspect of life. How to apply divine healing hand for healing, blessing, and life transformation? To apply divine healing hand for healing, blessing, and life transformation, the divine guided me to instruct all divine healing hand soul healers to always remember to apply the four power techniques. Body power. Divine healing hand soul healers use the soul-led era prayer position by placing the left palm over the message center and the right hand in a traditional prayer position. Gently shake the right hand. Soul power. Say hello. Dear divine healing hands, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please offer healing, blessing, and life transformation as appropriate for state your request. I am very grateful. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize golden, rainbow, purple, or crystal light vibrating in the sickness area for healing and rejuvenation. If the blessing is for relationships or finances, The divine healing hand, soul healer's mind, must be on the soul mind body of a relationship or finances. Sound the power. Chant silently. Divine healing hand, please heal, rejuvenate, and transform. Name the healing, blessing, and life transformation offered. Thank you. For example, if you want to heal your knees, divine healing hands, please heal, rejuvenate, and transform my knees. Thank you. Divine healing hands, please heal, rejuvenate, and transform my knees. Thank you. Divine healing hands, please heal, rejuvenate, and transform my knees. Thank you. Divine healing hands, please heal, rejuvenate, and transform my knees. Thank you. If you want to transform the relationships, please call the person, your loved ones, family members, your colleagues, or your boss. Dear who and who, please come. Divine healing hands, please heal and transform the relationship between me and that one. Divine healing hands, please heal and transform the relationship between me and that one. Another example, if you want to transform the finances, then you can see, dear soul mind body, give the business a name or your company name, and then you do a sound of power, chant silently, divine healing hands, please heal and transform the business and the finances. Thank you. Divine healing hands, please heal and transform the business or finances. Thank you. We will have a lot of practice in this book to transform all life, including health, relationship, finances, intelligence, children, family, pets, nature, and much more. Another option is to chant soul language while offering the healing, blessing, or life transformation with the divine healing hand. Soul language is the language of your soul. It is your own soul's voice. You will learn more about soul language, including how to bring up your soul language in chapter 5 and 7 of this audiobook. In this case, the divine healing hand soul healer would say, "Dear my divine healing hands, please continue to heal, bless, and transform. Stay request here as appropriate. I will speak soul language to assist. Thank you." If you do not know how to speak soul language, simply chant, "Divine healing hand, please heal, rejuvenate, and transform. Thank you." Repeat this silently again and again. For how long can a divine healing hand blessing be offered? I suggest spending 10 minutes when offering a one-time blessing session with divine healing hands. A divine healing hand soul healer can offer blessings as many as 3 or 4 times a day to a recipient for one condition or issue. For chronic and life-threatening conditions, I suggest offering 30-minute sessions. If someone has an emergency situation, such as a heart attack, stroke, bleeding, difficulty breathing, a car accident, or other serious situations, the Divine Healing Hand Soul Healer must immediately seek emergency medical assistance. Divine Healing Hand Soul Healer must understand this important principle. Emergency cases must receive immediate medical attention or be transported to a hospital. Of course, you can also offer Divine Healing Hand Soul Healing blessings. In an emergency situation, the divine healing hand soul healer can send a subdivided divine healing hand treasure to a person and ask the divine healing hand to stay with the person for a few days to continue to offer soul healing blessings as appropriate. Make sure you continue to chant silently as much as you can. Before you send your subdivided divine healing hand treasures out for emergency condition, instruct the divine healing hands as to when they are to return. For example, dear my divine healing hands, please offer 3 days of continuous healing as appropriate and then return to me. Thank you. Divine healing hand soul healers will receive important training in the certification workshop to learn how to determine how many days the divine healing hand should stay to offer healing in an emergency situation. How to use divine healing hands properly. To become a divine healing hand soul healer is a tremendous honor. To receive the divine healing hand is to be a chosen servant of the divine. To receive the divine's healing hand is to be a better servant of humanity, animals, nature, Mother Earth, and beyond. If you are a divine healing hand soul healer, you must follow some very important guiding principles when offering divine healing hand soul healing blessings. You must honor and respect divine healing hand from your soul, heart, mind, and body. The moment that you apply divine healing hand to offer a blessing, show honor and respect. Silently tear your divine healing hands. Dear my divine healing hand, I am extremely honored to have received you from the divine. I'm so honored to be a servant and to ask you to offer healing, blessing, and life transformation. Thank you. When offering a divine healing hand blessing, quiet your heart and mind right away. Place your left hand over your message center and your right hand in a traditional prayer position. This is called the Soul Light Era prayer position. To put your hands in this position is to show your honor and respect, as well as your commitment to serve in Soul Light Era. With your hands in a Soul Light Era prayer position, say hello as follows. Dear Divine Healing Hand, I love you, honor you, and respect you. I cannot honor you enough. You have the power to remove so many body blockages for healing, blessing, and life transformation. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your blessings. Always remember to ask the divine healing hand to offer the appropriate blessing. Please offer healing, blessing, and life transformation as appropriate. This is a very important teaching. Many people suffer from chronic and life-threatening conditions. They could have very heavy soul mind body blockages. Soul blockages are bad karma. There are many types of bad karma, including personal karma, ancestral karma, relationship karma, curses, negative memories, mental body karma, emotional body karma, systems and organs karma, cells karma, and more. Mind blockages include negative mindset, negative attitudes, negative beliefs, ego, attachments, and more. Body blockages include energy and matter blockages. Some people have extremely heavy bad karma. They carry a lot of darkness. Divine healing hands can remove bad karma little by little. Therefore, when invoking divine healing hands, always say the following. Dear divine healing hands, please offer healing, blessing, and life transformation as appropriate. The words "as appropriate" are key. Never demand or force healing by saying you must get well or you must recover right away. Even though divine healing hands, blessings can clear bad karma little by little, you as a divine healing hand soul healer have not been given the authority to clear bad karma. To offer divine karma cleansing service, one must be a divine channel who has been given the authority by the divine. If you demand or force healing, high-level darkness could become agitated and very upset and harm you as a divine healing hand soul healer. This could be very dangerous. This point must be very clear for you, and every divine healing hand soul healer do not make this mistake. As a divine healing hand soul healer, you have received a divine protection package. When one becomes a divine healing hand soul healer, one receives a divine protection package, which includes divine protection soul mind body transplant, divine light wall soul mind body transplant, and divine prevention and healing of communicable diseases soul mind body transplant that protect the divine healer from physical and spiritual harm. You are safe if you do not demand healing or ask for bad karma to be cleansed. When any divine healing hand soul healer offers healing blessings, the divine is responsible. Do not force the healing. Let the divine offer the appropriate healing. If you do this, you are completely safe. This teaching is to make sure that the divine healing hand soul healer include the words "as appropriate" with every divine healing hand soul healing and transformation blessing offered. The divine healing hand soul healer does not need to force the healing, blessing, or life transformation. The divine knows how much healing, blessing, and life transformation to give each recipient. It does take more than one time divine healing hand blessing to heal chronic and life-threatening conditions. Some challenging cases could take weeks or months to receive complete healing. Some very challenging cases may not receive complete healing. Therefore, always remember to say, "Divine healing hands, please offer healing, blessing, and life transformation as appropriate." In addition, never promise any healing result. The divine does not promise anything. The divine blesses us. Do not touch recipients when you're offering healing blessings. It is not appropriate to ask divine healing hand to heal all humanity, all animals, and all of nature. It's not appropriate to ask divine healing hands to stop natural disasters, wars, economic challenges, or any other aspect of Mother Earth's transition. It's not appropriate to ask divine healing hands for blessings, for financial gain, including the stock market, investment, gambling, or the lottery. It is not appropriate to ask divine healing hands to clear bad karma of any kind. It is not appropriate to ask divine healing hands to bless political outcomes. It is not appropriate to ask divine healing hand to bless police investigations. It is not appropriate to ask divine healing hands to benefit one person at another person's expense. In summary, always remember to ask divine healing hands to offer appropriate healing, blessing, and life transformation. Chapter 2. Experience the power of divine healing hands. I always teach, if you want to know if a pear is sweet, taste it. If you want to know if divine healing hands are powerful, experience it. Divine healing hands are the divine soul hands, which carry the divine's healing power. We do not have enough words to express the power of divine's soul hands. We do not have enough thoughts to comprehend the power of divine soul hands. We do not have enough imagination to contain the power of divine's soul hands. The power and the significance of divine healing hands. Mother Earth is in a time of serious transition. Humanity is suffering. The divine is offering his powerful treasures to the chosen ones because humanity needs help. The power and the significance of divine healing hands are vast. Divine healing hand can be applied for divine self-healing of the spiritual, mental, emotional, and the physical bodies. Divine group healing of the spiritual, mental, emotional, and the physical bodies. Divine remote healing of the spiritual, mental, emotional, and the physical bodies. Divine transformation of relationships. Divine transformation of finances. Divine transformation of intelligence. Divine transformation of every aspect of life. Divine blessing to boost energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Divine blessing to purify and rejuvenate the soul, heart, mind, and body. Divine blessing to prolong life. Divine blessing to bring love, peace, and harmony to you, your loved ones, your family, society, organizations, cities, countries, Mother Earth, and countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. Divine blessing to help humanity and Mother Earth pass through this difficult time in history. In this audiobook, I will share many soul healing miracles and heart-touching and moving stories created by divine healing hands. As of August 2012, the divine channels, who are my worldwide representatives, and I have downloaded divine healing hand to more than 3,500 chosen ones throughout the world. The chosen ones are those who want to remove the sufferings of humanity, to help humanity pass through this historic period on Mother Earth. I receive a message from heaven that Mother Earth's transition could last for another 10 to 15 years into 2027. There could be extremely severe natural disasters. There could be major financial collapses. There could be a widespread war. There could be a very serious new communicable disease. There could be many, many challenges in every aspect of life. Divine healing hands are divine sacred treasures to help humanity deal with these disasters and challenges. Divine healing hand carry the divine healing and the blessing power. The chosen ones are the ones who want to serve. They are honored and delighted to help humanity pass through this difficult time with all its potential disasters and challenges. I will now share a story about divine healing hands that brought blessings for a jet plane that had an electrical failure, as well as blessings for two fellow workers with shoulder pain.
One evening in December 2011 in Sydney, Australia, I offered a divine healing hands blessing to our Boeing 767 aircraft, which was having an electrical failure. As the international in-flight purser, I was called to the cockpit to receive the bad news. The flight would be canceled if we were not off the blocks of the gate by 10:59 p.m. It was 9:30 p.m. What was a mild mechanical problem escalated to a serious one because the electrical problem could not be identified. A full plane load of 241 passengers would be disembarked, hotels would need to be found for these passengers, and the flight would be canceled. This situation would cost our company thousands of dollars, and it would create unhappy passengers. The mechanics worked for an hour trying to solve the electrical issue. I saw that their faces reflected a doom and gloom look, which mirrored the look of our captain. As I had recently finished my Divine Healing Hands Soul Healer certification, I gave the aircraft's electrical system a blessing, and then asked our captain to start the engines. I also asked Master Shah, the Divine, and Tao to help. In the seconds after the blessing, the crew started the engines and, to our amazement, the aircraft started, and all the panels in the cockpit lit up. Two other crew members looked at me and asked what I had done. I replied that it was not me doing the healing of the electrical system, but the Divine working through me. They had a look of awe on their faces. I knew we had all witnessed a true miracle. I also gave blessings to two fellow workers, both with rotator cuff pain. One pilot was experiencing such extreme pain that he could not lift his arms to start the engines. After giving him a divine healing hands blessing, he called me an hour later and said that his pain was reduced tremendously. The other friend asked me to please help him with his rotator cuff pain and made sure that I knew he generally didn't let anyone touch him. As I am also a licensed massage therapist, I massaged his shoulders and gave him a blessing. He understood about dark souls causing the pain. I asked that he do a forgiveness practice to reduce the pain, to which he said he was not ready to forgive this person who hurt him. The following day, his wife sent me an email expressing her gratitude for healing her husband's shoulder. He had had this condition for months and had tried everything, including doctor visits, medication, and chiropractic services, none of which helped. She said his shoulder pain was greatly reduced, and they knew that having me in their lives was indeed a blessing. Sherilyn Maloney, Kapolei, Hawaii.
The Divine downloads his soul healing hands to this audiobook. While writing this part of the book, I ask the Divine, Dear Divine, this is right time for me to request you to download your divine healing hands to this book. The divine answered, yes, but I want to say something first. After transmitting my divine healing hand to this audiobook, every listener can ask for healing and blessing only 20 times. After 20 times, if one feels the power and honor of my divine healing hand, then these individuals need to apply to receive my divine healing hands. To become a divine healing hand soul healer is to answer a divine calling. Experience the power of divine healing hand first. Then you are called to be one of the chosen ones to receive divine healing hands. The divine will approve your readiness to receive divine healing hand at the soul, heart, mind, and body levels. If approved, you may join an upcoming training with me or one of my worldwide representatives to become a certified divine healing hand soul healer. At 7:07 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on March 16, 2012 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, why was flowing this part of the book. I connected through an internet video call with Master Peter Hudoba and Master G.K. Cole, two of my worldwide representatives, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. These two masters were teaching and opening spiritual channels workshop at that moment. I said hello to everyone. The whole group responded hello. We were able to see each other. This is the beauty of technology. Master Cynthia Marie Deborah was typing my flow. I asked all of the participants in the Vancouver workshop to prepare for Divine Healing Hand to be downloaded into this book. They all applied the four power techniques that I have shared in every audiobook in my Soul Power series, including in the introduction to this one. Let me offer a little more teaching about the four power techniques now. The first power technique is body power. Body power means special hand and body positions for healing, rejuvenation, prolonging life, and transforming every aspect of life, including relationships and finances. Body power can be summarized in one sentence. Body power means where you put your hands is where you receive the blessing, which can include healing, rejuvenation, prolonging life, and transformation of every aspect of life, including relationships and finances. The second power technique is soul power. Soul power is to invoke inner souls and outer souls for healing, rejuvenation, prolonging life, and transforming every aspect of life, including relationships and finances. Inner souls include the souls of your systems, organs, cells, cell units, DNA, RNA, spaces between the cells and organs, and tiny matter inside the cells. Outer souls include the souls of the divine, Tao, heaven, Mother Earth, and the countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes, as well as countless healing angels, archangels, ascended masters, lamas, gurus, buddhas, bodhisattvas, kohunas, holy saints, and all kinds of spiritual fathers and mothers in heaven and on Mother Earth. Soul power is extremely special because you do not need to move one step to find the divine and other souls to request healing or blessing. Soul power can be summarized in one sentence. Soul power is to say hello healing and say hello blessing by invoking inner and outer souls. The third power technique is mind power. Mind means consciousness. Mind power is to use and apply the power of consciousness of the soul, heart, mind, and body for healing and blessing. Mind power can be summarized in one sentence. Mind power is a creative visualization for healing and blessing in every aspect of life. The fourth power technique is sound power. Sound power is to chant sacred mantras. Vibrational healing sounds, divine soul sounds, or Tao sounds, which carry special frequency and vibrations for healing and blessing. Sound power can be summarized in one sentence. What you chant is what you become. Many healing modalities apply one power technique. To apply one power technique is powerful. To apply the four power techniques together is extremely powerful. When I was ready to ask the divine to download his divine healing hand to this section of the audiobook, I asked the Vancouver workshop participant to apply the four power techniques. Do it with me now. Body power, sit up straight and put both feet flat on the floor. Put the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Close your eyes. Soul power, say hello. Dear Divine, we are so honored to witness and experience your divine healing hands that will be downloaded to this audiobook. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize divine healing hands coming to this audiobook. If your third eye is open, you could see the divine creating divine healing hands and downloading it to this audiobook. Sound power. After the divine downloads his divine healing hand to this audiobook, we will chant. When I ask the divine to download his soul healing hand to this audiobook, we did not have a physical book yet. I flow the book in the moment. The divine could download his soul healing hand to the book that was within Master Cynthia's computer. When the physical book and audiobook was published, the divine healing hand went automatically to every book and audiobook created. What we can conceive and even what we cannot conceive, the divine can do. This is the power of the divine. This is what the divine had told me at that time. I requested divine to download his healing hand to the words in the computer first. I asked Master Peter, Master GK, and Master Cynthia, as well as every participant in the opening spiritual channels workshop, to observe and experience the power of divine healing hand. Master Cynthia and I were in Toronto. Master Peter, Master GK, and their advanced students were in Vancouver. I asked the divine to download his divine healing hands to Master Cynthia's computer that contained this book. Then I ask every participant to connect with the Divine Healing Hand in Master Sensei's computer to receive a healing blessing. Divine order, Divine Healing Hand, soul mind body transplant to this book. Transmission. I ask Master Peter to share his third eye images and to do a direct soul communication with the divine. I ask Master GK and Master Cynthia to share their experience also. I also ask some of the students in the Vancouver workshop to share their experiences. Master Peter Huduba shared his experience first.
We are very excited and very grateful for this amazing opportunity. This has never happened before that we can have Master Shah directly present in our workshop through the help of modern technology. I will share my third eye images. What I saw was the divine holding an open book in his right hand in front of him. He was looking down on the pages, and when Master Shah gave the order, from the heart of the divine came a very beautiful bright soul that entered the book. At that moment, there was an explosion of light. I am extremely grateful and blessed to witness these beautiful images.
I then ask Master Peter to do a direct soul communication with the divine. Master Peter flowed the following.
My dearly beloved Jigang Sha, we are very grateful to you for creating this opportunity to bring divine healing hands to humanity. This is a very innovative approach that will serve the divine mission in a truly magnificent way. It will bring divine healing hands to tens of thousands of people in a very short time. Heaven is extremely happy. All souls are extremely happy. Humanity is extremely blessed. Your loving divine.
I then ask Master GK to share his experience.
Thank you, Master Shah, the divine and Tao, for the opportunity to serve. I first saw the image of heaven opening up. The clouds parted, and I saw heaven and the divine. I saw the divine's heart in front of the book. I saw a strong, bright light radiating from the divine's heart to the book. All of heaven has witnessed this. There's a great celebration in heaven. Many holy beings and saints are having a procession with banners and musical instruments. When the blessing started, there was an explosion of light coming out from the book to all of us, engulfing each one of us totally in this intense light. It feels very good, feels very pleasant. It gives us all the feeling of connectivity with the divine. It is though Wan Ling Rung He, all souls joining as one, has been instantly manifested with this blessing.
I then ask Master GK to do a direct soul communication with the divine.
My dear son Jigang Sha, thank you for all of your great prayers. Thank you for all of your great compassion for humanity. I will fulfill your prayers by giving you this present to serve humanity, to help them overcome Mother Earth's transition time, and help them be more aligned with heaven and Mother Earth. To be truly aware of soul power, to be aware that they have to be total gold with me, total gratitude, obedience, loyalty, and devotion. This is an important time, and I am happy to reward you with the tools to do all of this and more. You are blessed beyond any words. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I then asked Master Cynthia to share her experience with the download and the blessings of divine healing hands, she shared.
As Master Shah started to download the divine healing hands, I saw many levels of heaven open up. All stood still for that moment. This moment has never been experienced on Mother Earth at any time. So the significance of this was such that even the souls in the soul world were witnessing and experiencing. The divine was seated in a very special chair or throne. There came out to him the book, Divine Healing Hands. This book has been placed in a very special place in the Akashic Records. As Master Shah gave the divine order, I heard and saw all of Mother Earth and beyond shake. The frequency and vibration has changed for all souls at inner levels, whether they realize it at a mental or conscious level or not. The love, light, and compassion that will be spread from this book will awaken the heart and soul like never before.
Once this book received the download, the divine said the following. My dear beloved Jigang, I thank you for being the leader and my special chosen servant to bring my divine soul healing hands to humanity. Many have walked upon Mother Earth with many abilities to heal, but this is the first time that my divine healing hands has been given to the masses. You have stepped on the path and have briefly taken the steps to bring my divine healing hands to humanity through this book. The power and the significance of this cannot be ignored or diminished. The power and the significance of what humanity and the chosen ones will receive is far beyond their own comprehension. This is indeed needed for the transition that is happening within Mother Earth. But it is also needed for the transition that is taking place with every soul upon Mother Earth. My divine healing hand will awaken what has been asleep within the soul, heart, mind, and body. My divine healing hand will bring healing to soul, heart, mind, and body of humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. My divine healing hand will unite heart and souls together. I thank you, my dear son Jigang, for taking a part of my essence, my hands, which are filled with love and light,